About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Glenn and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet David Snake, did you see that?
Be the Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock just after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday. If you need us, phones, text line, all open now for you. Use it sparingly or aggressively. Choice is yours. 800-520-1067 to interact with the show. Sit back and listen passively while we give away things like Disneyland tickets later this morning, 4 packs, and also get you into Evanescence at the Kia Forum on Saturday. And we actually do send you to these things that you know win tickets for. In fact, I just played some Royal Otis a moment ago on K-Rock, and people continuing to thank us for the banger bus trip up to Santa Barbara that they went on last week to go see some Royal Otis.
Hey, Dad. I was just calling to say how much fun and how grateful I am to be able to go on the Royal Otis banger bus on Thursday. Shout out to Johnny for actually being amazing. I know, giving Johnny a compliment. It was a great freaking time. We all got drunk. We all screamed. We all sang. It was just the best banger bus yet.
Best banger bus yet? We've never taken the banger bus on the road for real. That's just been something we do on the radio, usually leading into a big holiday weekend. But maybe we'll do some more of those banger buses. Rave reviews pouring through from everyone that was a part of it.
People are very willing to take advantage of the fact that they don't have to drive somewhere.
That's
like,
right.
Not driving up to Santa Barbara and be able to just sit back as a passenger and drink your way up to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to take advantage of that opportunity.
I'll give K-Rock credit. Usually we cheap out on most things, but apparently they gave people drinks and they fed them and...
Gotta feed them if they're drinking.
Every once in a while, I'm impressed with this place. Very rare, but every once in a while, impressed with this place. And listen, Allie, as someone pointed out on the go line, it's a sign of the times now. Money ain't free anymore. It's not easy to live. Things are expensive. And now this woman wants to warn you before you give away some of your money in about 10 minutes on K-Rock.
We did this, guys. It's so good to hear you guys on my phone again. But I was thinking today, I feel like I have confirmation that we really are in a recession because I actually feel bad for Allie when she loses money now. And I actually, like, hope she wins a lot of the time. But back then, I was, like, really excited when she would lose. It was hilarious. But I love you guys. Bye.
Well, you have an opportunity to take Allie's money in about 5 to 10 minutes here on K-Rock this morning. Some questions about the world. Study up right now so we can get you in on a little Allie Knows the News action.
Yeah, don't feel bad for me because over the break, I did have an opportunity to save money when my mother found an all-inclusive bracelet on the ground.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So you broke into a hotel with one of those prepaid bracelets?
Until they changed the color.
Oh, man. Nothing more embarrassing than that. Today's magenta day.
And I was the only one wearing a bright pink wristband.
Get her out of here. She's stealing drinks.
But like mother, like daughter, we find any way we can to save.
We have lots to get to this morning and lots to give you. We'll be joined by some of the cast of that new Netflix show, The Hawk, including Will Ferrell, who apparently is a fan of all things K-Rock. So he'll be joining us a little bit later on the show as well. And We got lots to get to today, so thanks for starting your day with us. We are Klein Alley Show, and this is K-Rock Good Morning. It's a good point on the text line. Someone said we should be checking in with Moist Joyce about this monsoonal moisture that's going to be affecting us all over these next few days.
Oh, monsoonal Joyce moisture.
She's going to be in full Moist Joyce mode, and probably we're going to have to send Jake out to do some pit stops of the heat wave that's upcoming.
Can't wait.
This could be the week, Jake. I know you're on the rebound.
And give me a break.
There have been things mounting between you and Moist Joyce.
We all feel it, dude. We all feel the chemistry there between you and Moist Joyce. And stop denying yourself of... And as Johnny points out, you guys are in a similar age bracket. So there's no reason for now to not be
similar tax bracket, I think
that you guys...
Similar voice bracket.
Yeah, it's true. You guys
have so much in common.
You guys have a lot in common. And don't deny yourself of what is already there waiting for, right in front of you.
Great. Thanks, man.
So, anyway, it's exciting. If you like a romance.
She lives on the bus. You live on a shack.
Oh, it's great. Anyway, Moist Joyce. Look, make sure you have a lot of deodorant on these next few days. If not, you may be approached when you least expect it by Jake and his pit stop deputy, Moist Joyce.
Weren't we going to change it to slit stops?
We were going to do slit stops instead of pit stops, just to up the ante a little bit.
To check swamp ass.
A couple of different things. And but Jake needs to be okay with it, and we need regular people to be okay with it, too. But it is a public service for all of everyone living in Southern California.
You know, I was surprised as many people were okay with having their pits smelled. So you might be surprised. People would be okay with having their ass smelled, too.
I had to stop by the post office yesterday, which is a terrible thing to have to do. And there was a line, of course, always. I don't know. This place is obviously crumbling for business, but they have a line and one person, and the place just reeked of BO. Never a good smell in the post office. Never. I don't know why they can't invest in one scented candle or one Glade plug in there. It's like they love basking in the smell of stank there.
Yeah, but it's like you get nose blind, I bet.
No.
Where you're in there and you work there and you just don't smell the weird ass smell.
It was a terrible. I mean, it was just the beginning of it. It was like almost like a precursor for what the next few days will be like, because it's just no ventilation, tiny space. Everyone's all, and I was going, who? And I'm trying to size up, where is this BO coming from?
And I think most people that are in the line at the post office are rethinking, going, do I really have to be here? There's no other solution.
It's all I kept
thinking
about. I
have to be here?
Everyone had to be there. No one wanted to be there. It was just terrible, but they do their job. And it's funny because I had my dog with me. They hate dogs. The USPS hates dogs because, understandably, they attack a lot of their employees.
Well, and the dog probably doesn't want to be there either. And it's like, this is where all the people I hate
gather. And they have some they're playing a message on a TV there on a loop that just talks about all the statistics of all of the millions of dog injuries that their postal employees have to deal with on a regular basis. And it's like, and then when I get to the front, finally, the guy says, I can't, all I wanted to do is buy a goddamn stamp. And the guy says, I can't sell you a stamp because you have your dog with you.
What?
No dogs are allowed in the building. I said, my dog's been in the building for the last seven. I've been saying this line. It's not been going anywhere. This BO line. And he goes, I can't, no dogs are allowed here. The guy that put his...
Was there a sign on the door that
I'm sure they have a sign that says no dogs allowed. That's like the oldest feud in the world. It's like older than the feud in the Middle East. It's dogs and mailmen.
Yeah,
they don't like each other.
Why'd you bring your dog?
Because I was just walking and I said, oh, there's a poster. I got to buy a goddamn stamp.
Oh, so you had no other solution?
No other solution.
Can't. Don't they sell them at the grocery store?
They sell them at Costco.
Right.
I just happened to be walking by, and I said,
what? It's a terrible move.
Now that I'm hot and sweaty from walking this dog, why don't I? Maybe it was you.
It was a terrible decision. And then I realized I was the one with the BO. That's
the BO and the stank-ass dog.
It ruined the post office. Now I know.
They're like, why don't we do the voiceover of the dog injuries? That'll get
him
out of here.
Play the video. This guy's got to pick up on these subtle hints to get the hell out of here. If you want Allie's money, call right now, 800-520-1067. Five questions about things happening in the world. Do better than Allie and watch her instantly pay the people. That is you. Time to get rich on K-Rock after this. And perhaps you want to learn a little bit about what's happening in the world. Perhaps you want some of Allie's money, or you're just too lazy to change the radio station. Regardless, we are streaming live on YouTube right now, so you can look at this unfold before your very eyes. And in a moment, the viewers really start to tune in when Allie leaves the K-Rock studios, which she will be doing in a moment. And you can watch her. She believes she put on 5 pounds yesterday alone.
Yesterday I feel like a real inflation process happened.
So get ready for the return of Fat Allie.
I think I'm officially having to put away one pair, like one crop of jeans and pants, and having to bring out pants that I think I put away like 3 or 4 years ago.
Are we going into muumuus yet or not yet?
Not yet. Right now I'm going leggings. Today I'm going leggings.
Oh, here she comes, baby. We missed her.
Don't worry. We still need a wide lens camera angle for Klein's neck.
That's right. Well, it's going to be tight. We're going to go. I'm going to take all of Allie's pregnancy pants and try to fit my neck into them. We'll see what happens. It's going to be very exciting here. Who puts on more weight over the next few months? Will it be Allie, who's growing a child inside of her, or this guy right here, who's addicted to protein?
I don't know what's happening to me. I feel like I'm not eating that much more than I was before, and I'm growing at a very fast pace.
You sent us a picture of that kid yesterday. It's looks like a human already. It's crazy.
I know. It's got all the arms and legs and everything.
So look at that.
All the right amounts, too.
So I had a Trevor this morning listening to the show in Burbank, California. Hey, Trevor, what's up?
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. $100 of Allie's money could be yours. All you got to do is answer some questions about things happening in the world. Allie will leave the K-Rock studios the second she is sequestered and out of here. You get to go first. Please answer these questions quickly, confidently, accurately, no cheating. And ties go to the house, and we call her that because she's big now. And here we go.
Allie knows the news.
Bad news if you're sitting in a mess on the 101. This was spilled all over the 101 freeway, causing many lanes to be closed. What was it that was spilled all over the 101?
Let's go with milk.
Milk. Delicious. Dangerous if you're lactose intolerant. We go to question two. Speaking of delicious, Olive Garden is bringing back what promotion?
Endless salad.
Endless salad. We go to question number three. Netflix has a $2 million prize up for grabs as they are turning this classic board game into some entertainment for you to watch. Which board game is turning into a competition show worth $2 million?
Competition show. Let's go with Clue.
Clue. We go to question number four right now. Apparently, doing this is adding 9 pounds to you every single year. Doing what, according to new research out today, is resulting in you getting 9 pounds of weight gain every single year?
9 pounds of weight gain? Side sleeping?
Side sleeping. And finally, question number five. FIFA claims that there are 1,200 tickets available right now for the World Cup final. At what price point? This is the price right now. There's at least 1,000 tickets available. At what price?
Oh, I'm going to say $3,500 a ticket.
$3,500 a ticket if you want to go to the FIFA finals. All right, let's bring Allie in. We'll score together. All things technically happening in the world. You could argue they're news or not news, but interesting nonetheless. We go to question number one. Allie has re-entered. Hold on, Allie's still re-entering. It's taking her a lot of time now. Allie is still entering. Here we go. Question one, Allie.
Yeah.
This spilled all over the 101, causing many lanes to be closed.
Oh, my God. I drove past that this morning. It's cinder blocks, giant cinder blocks.
Oh, you saw that this morning.
Yeah. Every lane was closed, and there were trucks that were just toppled over.
One of the worst things to spill, this guy guessed milk. Milk's fine because you could just drive right over milk, no problem.
Just put a bunch of paper towels.
But cinder blocks, that really shuts things down, and Allie gets the point. It was a bunch of cinder blocks scattered all over.
I think it's still closed a lot.
Go over to question, wondering why your commute is sucking right now. That's probably the reason why. We go to question number two. Allie's up 1-0 early. Olive Garden is bringing back what promotion?
The Endless Pasta Pass.
Now, I think they got rid of this for a while because people were exploiting it, taking advantage of it, eating too much of it. But, and obviously the Endless Shrimp put Red Lobster out of business for a while. But the Endless Pasta Pass, where there's always a limited number, is coming back, and I believe that allows you to have...
I think for $100, you can have pasta every day. I think you can get a pasta dish every day.
I think you can go in there and eat as much as you goddamn please until you explode. So that is correct. Allie's up 2-0 now. And Allie, because of your pregnancy, I think I'm going to get you that endless pasta pass. I think I am. It's hard to get.
It's just so oily, that pasta.
I know, you're going to eat up.
It's all right, I'll eat through it.
Go to question number three right now. Allie's up 2-0. Netflix has a $2 million grand prize up for grabs as they're turning what classic board game into a competition?
Board game competition. Clue?
He said Clue as well.
Oh, really?
I do believe they are making a Clue show somewhere, but
like
this
Clue
particular
always.
One is Monopoly was announced. $2 million Monopoly is making its way to Netflix.
The game that no one ever finished.
We go to, it's like there's got to be, I'm trying to think how long the power has to be out before that comes out. That's always like, power's out, it's not coming back for a while. All the devices are now completely juiced out.
I mean,
all right, grab
that is
Monopoly.
A game, too, that you start and you play until you give up.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think I'm winning.
Or you open it and you're like, all we have is a thimble. Everything else is missing, so forget it. We got a question four. Allie's still up two with two left. This is causing you to gain 9 pounds of weight every single year.
Hey.
You research out today, not just you, and it says that doing this is causing up to 9 pounds of weight gain every single year.
I mean, probably just mindless snacking.
Mindless snacking, Allie says, worth 9 pounds a year. He said side sleeping. He was closer. No one gets the point. But staying up late.
Oh.
Scrolling and sitting in bed and staying up late instead of getting that additional sleep where apparently your body burns through a bunch of fat, it's costing you 9 pounds a year. So think about that for a second as you're up tonight scrolling. And we go to question five. There are 1,200 tickets still available, according to FIFA, for the FIFA finals. Oh. Of course, World Cup finals. At what price point? This is the price they're saying they have tickets available at. Over 1,000 available. What is the price?
God, it's got to be like $5,000.
He said $3,500. Allie is closer, but FIFA is excited to announce that they have 1,200 tickets available at the low, low cost of
$7,380.
Well,
but you said, Klein, that you knew somebody who went to a World Cup game and said it was totally worth it, right?
Yeah, but they went to one of the ones in L.A., and I don't think they paid over. I think they paid face value, which was still not cheap.
Right.
But they said
it's supposed to be like an unforgettable.
Yeah, he said it was like a crazy cool experience, you know. And I think that most people that go to these things are saying that they're worth it. I know I wouldn't feel that way, but that's just because I have a pessimistic outlook on things. Well, regardless, sad for you. It was nice to meet you, but you lost. And what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
My name is Trevor from Burbank, and Allie knows the news.
Tomorrow morning at this exact time, you'll have another chance to take some of Allie's money. Just turn my mic off.
Jesus.
Whoopsies.
Let's just end this now.
These buttons all look similar, you know? We got more show to get to, believe it or not. More to give you all after this on K-Rock. Everyone likes a good competition. This may be the next one that happens on the show.
I'd like to present a show challenge, kind of inspired by today's segment about Allie gaining weight and Klein gaining weight and stuff. Klein, I think you should see if you can gain more weight through Allie's pregnancy than her. And who can get the fattest over this? Because Allie's got a good excuse, but man, I think you can take it. See how much you can lose afterward. Because I think that'd be a fun show challenge, and let's make it happen.
Well, I think I got a 20-pound head start on Allie.
Yeah, that's the only issue, is you've already gained so much weight.
Yeah, and I think that I'm going to have to start going the opposite direction now.
Or maybe it could go from your start date and my start date. You know, like you're up, what, a total of 20 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Me a while to catch up to you, but I will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you will. And last time you put on 55, is that right, or 75? What did you put on?
It's 55.
55 pounds. And that's normal during pregnancy or no?
No.
Oh.
Well, they say between 25 and 30 is the norm.
So you added those numbers together? And that's how you came up with your number?
25 to 30.
25 plus 30? All right,
35
I can do that.
To 30 is my chicken nugget order.
All right. Okay. Well, regardless.
Challenge accepted.
I like the challenge. I mean, I think that we should all go pound for pound. I mean, listen, let's be honest. Well, Jake used to be super fat. Then he lost all that weight because he was taking the jab. But I don't think they're sponsoring the show anymore. So why don't you? Why don't you go pound for pound with us, too?
He doesn't want to go back. He wants to. He says he's rethought the way that he's rethought. His relationship with food. So he doesn't think about food the way he used to. He reprogrammed his brain.
Is Jake still taking like medicine? Maintenance shots?
No,
not. He's got nothing now. He's going old school.
He eats like a snake. He just eats like once a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Jake, I bet you if I start ordering that pizza you like here just randomly, I can get you to put on the weight again. If we have the food around here that you like, I could 100% get you fat again. I know I could. Because I know all your weaknesses. I know all your weaknesses.
Yeah, get a Trump burger.
Yeah,
I guess that rethinking really got undone quick,
yeah,
huh?
I can fix your relationship with food real quick, dude.
What a reframe.
Let's go.
In fact, I think Friday we...
bankrupt.
Fine, I'll start leaving. If we get you fat again, what's your starting weight now, Jake?
I'm at 162.
Oh,
nuts.
Twink. Nothing.
What are you at?
It's big. The biggest I've ever been. 195.
Whoa.
I was at 200 before.
Yeah, Jake got up to 200 when we did Jake's
last
supper.
You're almost as fat as Jake was.
Yeah, but it's. I'd like to believe it's not fat. I'd like to believe it's mostly muscle and neck, but I know that it's not necessarily. I think it's mostly neck weight.
Well, the problem with me is that I right now I only crave foods that are not good. Like, I want cheese. I want carbs. The idea of protein and vegetables is bleh.
Hey, Johnny, just stock the fridge in the back office. We got snacks now. We got
lots of Smuckers, canned Gatorade. We got all the good stuff.
Uncrustables. Out. You could be throwing out 3-4 Uncrustables a show.
Oh, my God. I've got a massive sandwich
Yeah,
today.
Now go to town. This is like...
I have to undo all
no,
of it.
No, you don't. You don't somehow. You tell them when you're in there, when they're taking the baby, I said, take out some of those Uncrustables. Johnny's bringing... Oh, Don't throw it. Johnny, she's pregnant. Johnny, don't throw it at her. Jesus. She's not
a
zoo animal.
Are you a 4-year-old? This is what my kid does.
Johnny just came in and threw 2 Uncrustables at Allie's face. She's a human being.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it would have been much funnier if you'd made seal noises while you did that, but I get
it. Would have been funnier if I'd caught it in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, let's do that again. We'll try that next hour.
Well, I think that we could probably work something out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to go. If you want to figure out a way that we go pound for pound. And Jake gets in on it, too. I mean, I'd like everyone to get in on it. Vanessa, would you do it by chance? Or
she's not here.
Oh, she's not here.
She went to Starbucks.
She's getting a head start
so
right
clearly.
Now.
Clearly.
She's going pound for pound right now. She's getting a head start. Well, Omar, would you do it or no?
Oh, I'm trying to go the opposite way. Everyone's trying
to go the opposite way, but that's so cliche. Let's go the other way.
Come on. Everyone's on GLP-1s. Let's be the other one.
Yeah, let's go the other way. Let's grow the show. I mean, let's say grow the show. Let's grow the show big time. We have a lot to get to right now, but sadly, our company has started enforcing these hydration breaks because they were so popular during the World Cup that we have to take one of these stupid hydration breaks here where we all hydrate ourselves. But the good news is, since we're trying to get fatter, it's going to be only gravy.
Yeah. It takes gonna hydrate with mayo.
Gravy breaks. And I know you're thinking, if you're watching us on YouTube right now, they do look like professional athletes, and this guy would agree.
So the only way Klein could have looked like Messi is if we're comparing them by height. And, yeah, 5'7 Messi looks exactly like
Thank
Klein.
You, sir,
He's
for that.
He's 5'7".
That's so insulting, and I appreciate that. It's great.
Do you think that's why people think that
no,
you look like?
No. Show is great for our self-confidence. It's a good show for that.
You don't look like him.
Well, I'll accept the fact that this guy says if we're going on height alone, we're the same height. So maybe that's why people like to
compare doppelgangers to only height.
Yeah, maybe that's the nicest way people can call me short. It's like, you know who you look like is Messi.
It's that really short soccer player.
We got to take a hydration break. We're back in a moment, though. We'll get into a new hour of the show, your news. And then we've got some tickets for you up for grabs to see Evanescence. We'll do those next hour. And you'll get to go to the forum on Saturday with the return of Bet Your Fet. Apparently, fetishes are once again on the uptick as people are trying to explore more and live out some summer fantasies. So if you have one and would like us to go ahead and figure it out by gambling, you could score yourself tickets to Evanescence. So think about your fetish or create a new one. And we'll come back with that and your news after this on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. And if you need us, we are available on the text line, on the phone line, 800-520-1067. Or you can join in on the conversation happening right now with the very welcoming NetBanger community on our stream, which is happening on K-Rock's YouTube as we speak. Apparently yesterday, I didn't realize this, that someone during our live stream yesterday was trying to tip us $5. We don't request tips at all. I don't know why you guys do it, but all that money goes towards buying Allie bigger pants.
Oh, man, I need them.
And someone accidentally tipped $500. And then had
no take backs.
I think they immediately did a take backs with their bank. Disputed the charge. Ginger Justin was saying it was very funny because I don't think they realized that they had done it. But Allie's pants are big, but they're not that big.
Yeah, so. But I can buy a fair amount of pants for $500.
I think so.
I have a TJ Maxx sweep.
That's right. But we're not. We're not here to panhandle for your money.
No, we're not spending it on our personal.
Just want your time is all we want, and your commute in the morning, and any free time you have during the day.
I'd rather have the money.
Take that as well. No, we will not. Jake would, but he speaks for himself. Let's get to this, your news, then a brand new hour of the show can begin.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
There's all kinds of things that you can spend dumb money on, and if spending $500 on a section of FIFA World Cup grass didn't seem ridiculous enough, you can also now buy a whole T-Rex. It is hitting the market, the auction block, I should say. It's 30 feet.
Okay, dino.
I know, it's quite a dino. 38 feet long, 12 and a half feet tall. His name is Gus. He was named after one of the people that discovered him. He's one of the biggest and most complete T-Rex fossils ever. He was first discovered in South Dakota, and they've been piecing him together for the last 5 years. They say they have 63% of him, which apparently is a very high percentage. Though when you're finding bones, I don't know how you know it belongs to the same animal. I mean, can't you just...
You're smart, you're a scientist.
Yeah, but how do you know that's the exact same? Do they match it with DNA?
They spent their whole lives studying the skeleton.
Yeah, these are the archaeologists. I mean, this is what they do.
Yeah, but if they find a rib bone, they're like, this definitely belongs to Gus and not any other T-Rex that ever lived.
I would imagine that they found the bones probably all near each other. If it, you know,
not if it took them 5 years to piece them together. It's not like they're all just laying there.
You think they found a random bone in a different state and they said, oh, this is Gus's?
No, there's like a huge property that's like 6,000 acres.
Right.
And over millions of years, the bones move around.
That's probably my best
through
chance.
Erosion.
My best chance to get rich, I think, would be figuring out, because you think about like shipwreck, that seems difficult to do, but like if you find it, it's yours. I think if you find dino parts, they're yours. And those things seem to be, they get good money. I mean, you could be a good person, just donate them to a museum. But let's be honest, if any of us discover dino parts and we realize they could go on the auction block, this thing's probably going to sell for millions. This seems like a real rich guy flex.
Oh, billions.
Walk in the living room and there's a dinosaur in there.
Yeah, it's interesting, your guess of billions, Jake, because they're putting this on the Sotheby's auction block.
Oh, Sotheby's, that's where I do all of my auctioning.
When they take out the R, Sotheby's.
It's very fancy
sounding.
Becomes
very fancy.
What's the last auction that you won at Sotheby's?
Well, I did, I think that Pete Rose signed a helmet that I bid on that I never paid for because I didn't think I'd win it. And that I ended up selling for like cheap. But that was not Sotheby's. That was just a random online one. Right. I buy my Fabergé eggs mostly at Sotheby's.
Yeah. That's the richest thing you can think of is Fabergé eggs.
Eggs. That's where I get them. Sotheby's.
The opening bid is $19 million, but they expect that it's going to get a lot more than that. One of the last dinosaurs that they sold for $44 million. I think that was a Stegosaurus, but people will buy. Yes, a rich person can buy it and put it in their living room
or
something.
Also,
rich
man. No woman is spending.
Dudes love dinosaurs.
There's not one woman out there that has $19 million. No, there's not one woman out there that would spend any money on a stupid dinosaur. Like, I just think of all of the things that women would buy before that. It's a guy. It's a guy.
We'll buy horses.
Look, I bet you Joe Rogan's going to probably buy this, I feel like. And then he's going to try to suck the marrow out of the bone to get bigger. I'm dino jacked.
Oh, you should get one for your neck.
I should, but I don't have that. I don't have that kind of cash.
I'm going to implant Gus's ribs into my body. But the other thing is, I think when it comes to these dinosaurs, people will buy them and then lend them to a museum or put them in a museum. So it's not necessarily like some person's going to have it in their house. You know, rich or companies will buy it and then put it into a museum. It's not necessarily only just going to be a rich dude's living room or backyard.
Well, it seems like the waste.
You can only keep a dino skeleton if you find it on your own land.
That's BS. If I find a really know if I find a dinosaur bone because I don't know what it really would look like, but I'm keeping it.
It is federally illegal to dig up and keep vertebrate fossils on any public or federal land.
How much of that crap you have in your nerd hole is illegal? Because you've got skulls in there and stuff, right?
I guess, yeah, but they're not fossils.
You don't have a megalodon tooth?
Yeah, but that was like probably caught in the ocean or found in the ocean.
But it's a fossil.
It's a tooth.
I think it's fake. Joe One Jake has a phony.
Yeah, you definitely have a fake tooth.
There's no way.
Chipotle has announced that they're going to open their first location in Mexico. And you thought Olive Garden bringing back their endless pasta pass was big news, but this is a big deal for them. Chipotle has become a big go-to for white people tacos in America. People love it. And, of course, we complain always about the portions and how we're not getting enough meat. But will the people of Mexico love it, too? That is the question. They are committed to this. They're opening it up, and they have more locations that they plan on opening as well.
I've said this before about Chipotle. I know it is technically Mexican food-ish. But I don't ever say, I feel like Mexican food, I'm going to go to Chipotle. Sometimes I just feel like Chipotle.
I think it's boy kibble.
Right. Well, there's
that's
that as well.
That's basically what it is. It's beans, rice, chicken, and then some salsa and set. Like, it's basically just a Mexican-themed boy kibble bowl.
But if I were to get street tacos, I wouldn't consider that, like, I'm either going to get Chipotle or street tacos. To me, it's a completely different thing.
I totally
agree.
If I'm
going to go to a Mexican restaurant, like Soli Luna or something like that, I don't consider that to be the same as Chipotle. In the same way that I think a lot of the, you know, the chain places are versions of, but they're not.
Well, it's
not
the same reason somebody's like, I want Mexican food. I'm going to go to Taco Bell. That's right. A completely different craving, a completely different food, in my opinion, as well. And I would imagine that there's going to be a lot of hate towards Chipotle.
It'll do great.
Yes,
I think it'll do fine there because I think that, you know, once again, you always want what you can't have or you always want what you don't have. It's the reason that, like, when an In-N-Out opens in a new location, there's lines around the block forever because people haven't had it.
Right.
I think Chipotle is going to do great there. I don't think it's as good as what you could get outside in the parking lot of the Chipotle, probably, but I still think it's going to do great.
What they need is an In-N-Out there. We've talked about the reasons why people aren't having as much fun as they used to. We've become addicted to technology, but things have also gotten unaffordable. And the next sport that has gotten out of reach is bowling.
For decades, bowling has been thought of as the ultimate middle-class sport. But that source of affordable fun is becoming increasingly out of reach.
Now it's so much more expensive to just show up at a bowling alley than it used to be.
It can cost more than $150 for a family to bowl for a couple hours on a weekend.
And they said the main company to blame is Lucky Strike because they bought out most of the bowling alleys and they commercialized it and they jacked up the prices and they did the cosmic bowling and they're doing all this stuff to kind of ramp everything up and they've made it pretty unaffordable for a family to just go bowling for a night when that was just kind of like a cheap activity for people.
I went to one recently and I was blown away at what they told me it was going to be for myself, two kids, and my wife to bowl.
Oh,
and
hundreds, right?
It was like $60 an hour, right?
So they wanted, and they claimed this was going to be for the hour. And I ended up not negotiating, but I basically said, we don't want the hour. I just want one game. One game, my kids are going to be bored and they want to go play at the arcade anyway.
It is a decision you have to make.
But they basically said, yeah, for the hour, if you wanted it for, I think it was $60 per person.
It's crazy.
And I said, and even for the children, 60? Oh, that's right. I go, wow.
And then the shoes markup has gotten crazy, too.
Yeah, it's gotten, and by the way, there was like two lanes all used and everything else was wide open.
Yeah.
And that's why. And what they want is make the bowling for free, get people in there, and they're going to spend money on all the other stuff. That's where you gouge us, the food, the booze.
Yeah, but then the food, I kind of appreciate being on the cheaper side. And the food is, I think, bowling alley food is great.
Or here's a great move, because most people suck at bowling, as we learned when Alley got destroyed. You know, do it so, like, you charge whatever you charge, but people can earn some of that back if they can bowl well. Then,
oh,
now you got some stakes right there. So if you're charging a family $150,
you bet on yourself.
Maybe you give them back 50 cents a pin they knock down or something. Then all of a sudden,
you have to do a handicap, though.
Now it matters.
Like, depends on how good of a bowler you are.
But yeah, but most people suck. I mean, let's be honest. Most people suck. Even people that think they're good at bowling, like you claimed you were, when it really came down to it, you suck.
Yeah, I feel bad for the old lady bowling leagues, because they are being priced out.
Yeah.
That was, like, the biggest old lady activity.
Yeah, so
they would just do it all day.
I think they still have those weird off hours where those lanes are just completely. But most of those bowling places, I think they are just sitting there, just dying up right now. And that's why.
You think that they are doing badly?
I think that, yeah, a lot of them, yeah, because it used to be, like, I think there was a time in my life where every birthday party I had
was
like,
at a bowling alley.
And everyone
there used
I
to
went
be a
to
million everywhere.
Was at a bowling alley because you could, a bunch of kids could, I don't know, family would give the bowling alley, I don't know, $50. Kids could bowl for as much as they wanted to, eat a cake, get the hell out of there.
And now it was only a bowling alley, and now it's like bowling and axe throwing.
Right. Well, they have to go ahead and try to get the asses in the seats, and no one wants to do it anymore, and I get it. It's not easy. That's why Blind Charlie ruined Allie's bowling frame when he threw the ball down the lane. Repost that video. It's one of my favorite videos we ever got. We got to take a... No, we don't. We're going to get into a brand new hour of the show right now. I thought we were taking a break. Brand new hour of the show starts right now on K-Rock. Here we go.